from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Take us through today in terms of bringing out the speaker here and showing him around and what's going on in Tonawanda here.
So we're obviously here at the new park, the Paddock Park, as it's been named. This has been, a labor of love for myself for the last 4 years. We were talking about new nostalgia. A lot of folks have old nostalgia for this community. We wanted to bring back some life, and the speaker and I were talking about how folks, since COVID, have appreciated, I think, the outdoor elements and the facilities and the public good that we have here. And this is, as you can see, state of the art. We're addressing new things that are important for the folks and recreation. We have the pickleball, we have beach volleyball, we've got rugby, soccer, multi-use. We've got a state-of-the-art hockey arena for the town. And then, of course, we have our golf dome, 18-course, whole course golf course. It's just a destination, I think, for Western New York, and it puts Tonawanda on the map.
When it comes to the excitement, I was actually just speaking to somebody who drove through and said, hey, when's it going to open? And I said it should be open soon. But, you know, what have you heard from the community members in terms of just the anticipation leveling up?
I'll use the phrase chomping on the bit. I mean, they cannot wait to get into the splash park. They can't. I mean, you come here tonight, these pickleball courts are filled. You go to the ice rink, it's already going full bore. We already had the Tonawanda Whalers played just the other night and won. You've got just such enthusiasm that's already been here, I think, for one part of our community, but now you have it for so many. And you have this picnic grove here. You've got kids playing rugby every night or soccer or something. And, this is possibly of a sledding hill. It's just you're hitting all year round destination that is free for the most part. Obviously, there'll be fees for different things, golf course and splash park and the hockey ice time. But, you know, we're going to have family skates there. Everything's going to be just amazing.
You touch base a little bit on it. I mean, just that impact. It's just the economic impact, all the type of things that this park and the arena and everything, the new whole culmination of Paddock Park is going to bring for the town.
Well, we were not able to host even high school hockey games here regionally because our rink was not regulation. And we had two of them. And now we have an indoor facility on the other side of town, which is also kind of new to the community and also being used all year round. And just to see that happen you could just see it's packed here every night. It's hard to get parking. It's just one of those things that you see every time and time again. It's just so many people coming here, seeing what the town has to offer, and it's just amazing to me.
And Speaker, I'll ask you a couple questions here. You contributed $2 million to this project a couple years ago.
No.
Walking through.
No. Not me. Like I said, people can say that when I write a personal check. That's your money. It's the people of Western New York's tax money. And as I said, since COVID, I think there's been a renewed interest in modernizing outdoor spaces. And this is incredible what I'm seeing here. So no, it was a collaborative effort, of course, our great assemblyman here who kind of put this, on our radar, to deal with. But when I come back and write a personal check to the town, then you can say.
I mean, yes, it's still, you know, finishing touches with everything, but I mean, what this provides to the community, some of them and Conrad talked about it a little bit, but it, just in your mind, when in the general scope of things, projects like this, I mean, what would that mean for a community like this?
I mean, you know, as I go around the state and even back home in my own district, you know, when you have something that becomes like the center of the community, honestly, to me, it saves lives. It gives people a positive place. It allows for people to really kind of, you know, congregate and just be community people. It just brings people together. And I think when you have these type of facilities, I just think it just is a great thing for communities.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.